What I
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, this Labor Day weekend. You're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Tafwe Naioni. I realize that many of you are getting out of town or on the road traveling and enjoying this extended weekend. Do remember, though, that wherever you go and whatever you do, be mindful that you carry the Spirit of God with you. The call-in number for the guest is 646-716-5180, and the chat room is also open if you'd like to join us via the chat room. I said that to say this, that many times people get so caught up during the holiday seasons in the liquid spirit that they forget about the Holy Spirit. And as followers of Christ, our profession is 24/7, 365 days a year, not whenever we feel like it or just on Sunday when we go to church. And so that leads into our discussion for this week. And we're still talking about developing the mind of Christ. When your mindset has been renewed or is in the process of being renewed, you are learning to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Religion is a life of living. So your first priority in this world is to unquestionably live it in the Spirit of God. Your life has to always be about tuning into the Spirit of God. Everything you do, you must learn to consciously listen to the inner voice of God that guides and directs your path. Thus the battle begins. God will give you the desires of your heart because those desires are built into your spiritual DNA. Once you tune in and begin following the guidance of the Spirit of God, it will lead you to the life that glorifies God. A life that is lived out of control and for indulging in the pleasures of this world does not glorify God. And far too many Christians are in this life fulfilling the desires of the flesh. You are a spiritual being in a physical world. Let me repeat that. You are a spiritual being who happens to live in a physical world. Spirituality is not a thing. It is an atmosphere of God's presence. Spirituality is not a thing. It is an ambiance and an environment of being mindful of the presence of God. We always have to be mindful that we're surrounded by the presence of God all the time. Even though we can't see a physical being who we may associate as God, God's Spirit is always with us. You take God's Spirit to bed when you hook up with every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along. You take God's Spirit with you when you lie, cheat, and steal. You take God's Spirit with you when you curse and get violent with your sisters and brothers. You take God's Spirit with you when you get arrogant, short-tempered, deceitful, and even cunning in your business practices and even on the job. You know, when we think sometimes that we're being slick, you take God's Spirit with you when you abuse the temple, your body, with pollutants like unhealthy eating practices, abusing alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes. Christ never compromised, and we shouldn't either. When you think you're being slick and compromise your spiritual relationship to fulfill some desire of the flesh, you only end up hurting yourself, and you only lie to yourself, and you end up losing in the long run. As you progress in your transformation while developing the mind of Christ, be mindful of your daily, moment-by-moment actions and pray Psalms 51 continually, and specifically Psalms 51:10, where it talks about for God to create a clean heart in us and renew a right spirit within us. My sister, my brother, I can't see what you're doing with your life behind closed doors. You can hide that from me. But be mindful of this one thing. You can't hide from the Spirit of God that's dwelling in you. You have to practice living a holy lifestyle every day and in every area of your life. And no one said it was going to be an easy thing to do. The phone lines are open for the guests to call in. Again, the number is 646-716-5180, and the chat room is open as well.
What I long for, holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me, for me.
what we must strive to do every single day to live a holy life. And I realize that's not a popular message. And you know what? We don't hear that preached often enough. We are not here to live this life any old kind of way, any way we feel, however we feel, just because we have the free will. Especially as Christians, if we say that we're a follower of Christ, then let's emulate Christ. Let's emulate what Christ's mindset was. In Luke 2:49, Christ said, "I must be about my Father's business." In John 5:30, Christ said, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." And in John 5:41, Christ says, "I do not receive honor from men." And on and on and on, Christ illustrated that his mind was purposefully and deliberately set on doing the will of God. And I hate to sound redundant, but unfortunately, our minds are sometimes set on doing what we want to do. And like I said, there are times when we take off our Christianity and pick up habits of the world or practices that we've done in the world, and we just forget all about living our lives to please God, and we become men pleasers. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God ordained that we should walk in. Christ was our role model. He pioneered the path for us to follow. I'd like to take a moment again to give out the number if anyone wants to call in and join in the discussion or if you have a comment. The number is 646-716-5180, and also the chat room is open if you'd like to submit a comment or a question via electronic methods. So if we deny God now, he will definitely deny us later. And some of the ways that we deny him is in our behavior, in our attitudes, in our actions that don't line up with his guidelines as outlined in the Bible. Romans 8:13 explicitly says that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit, if you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Some of us have been on this earth a long time, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and longer. So this word isn't for those new babes in Christ. I'm talking about those mature saints who've been in the Word or in Christ or in the church for years and years and are still conducting themselves according to the flesh, the dictates of the flesh, and the mandates of this world. You're not babes. You know what the Word of God says. You know what you're supposed to be doing. It's time to stop playing like you're a Christian and become a Christian. One of the things that we used to say is that you have to get off the fence, and a lot of people are on a fence. You know, you have one foot in the world because you still want to do your worldly things, and then you have one foot in the kingdom, because you want to be a kingdom, because you know you want to be a Christian and part of the kingdom, because you know when you die you don't want to go to hell, so you're kind of lukewarm, but you're not hot or you're not cold, you're kind of in between. Well, you can't do that. You can't remain in between. You have to make up your mind. Okay, either you're going to be with God 100%, or you're going to just stay left behind. You're going to be left behind. So choose this day who you're going to serve. if you don't embrace, nurture, and honor the Spirit, if you continue to live a life that does not glorify God, guess what? One day, that indwelling Spirit is going to get fed up and leave your body. And guess what? It'll be your funeral. So if you're breathing today, be thankful. You've been given another opportunity to turn your life around and walk in the Spirit. There is work for you to do, and no one else can do what God has chosen you to do. And that little phrase is from our song today that I'll play in a little bit, entitled No One Else by Curt Carr and the Curt Carr Singers. So again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-5180. And this is your host, Tafwe Nioni. You're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so honored to have this time with you today. I didn't get a chance to go away for the Labor Day weekend. The airfare is ridiculous. The gas prices are ridiculous. And I would want to be anywhere else but where I am right now, doing exactly what I'm doing, given the Word of God as the Holy Spirit gave to me. So I'm being a yielded vessel, and I'm doing what I can do with what God has given me. And I talk to you from my own experiences. I'm no different than you. I'm no better than you. I just know what it takes to overcome a lot of the things that we have to deal with every single day in this world. I struggle just like a lot of you have struggled. I raise kids. I've raised 3 teenage sons now. So I know what life can be like, especially as a single parent, a woman of color, a woman coming out of the world used to doing certain things that I don't do anymore. But we still have those temptations that we have to deal with. And the Bible tells us to resist those temptations and they will flee from us. And that's so true. But how do we resist those temptations? How did I learn and grow out of doing some of the things that I used to do? By spending time in the Word of God. And I cannot emphasize that enough. I had to discipline myself. A lot of times I had to force myself. Sometimes I would only spend 1 or 2 minutes reading the Word of God. Sometimes I just read 1 or 2 sentences. But the point is, I started somewhere. Those 1 or 2 sentences became 1 or 2 chapters. Those 1 or 2 minutes became 1 or 2 hours, in some cases a lot longer when I was a stay-at-home mom. When I was a stay-at-home mom, I did all of my household chores, got those out of the way, and I would spend hours upon hour studying and absorbing the Word of God. And what I learned through that experience is that is when the Holy Spirit begins to minister to you. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy to study to show ourselves approved. I mean, you can't just pick this Bible up and read it like it was just some novel or some fiction. This is the God-inspired Word of God, from God's Spirit to our spirit. And the only way the Spirit is going to be nurtured is by spending time studying the Word of God line by line and precept upon precept. And that means you got to break this thing down. If you read something, and I hear a lot of people saying this, well, I don't understand the King James Version. I don't understand it. That's why I don't read it. That's a poor excuse. They have so many different tools available for us to decipher and discern and understand the Word of God. So you have a King James Bible, you don't understand it, get a New American Standard Version. Go online, go to Bible.com. They have all kind of translations that will help you understand what you're reading. And I tell people, I mean, if you don't have those resources available, just keep on reading anyway, whether or not you understand it, because it's still getting into your spirit and feeding the spirit of God that's inside of you. You can't have plants in your house and don't water them. What happens if you don't water the plants in your house? They're going to die. They will wither up and die. And the same thing happens with our spiritual relationship with God. If we don't water it by staying in the Word every day, it's just going to wither up and die. And there's more than one way to do that. You definitely have to spend time in the Word of God. There's no doubt about that, every day. But we can also surround ourselves. You can make little posters with sayings on them to remind you of certain things spiritually to help you grow and develop. You can play music all the time to help you overcome some of the things. They have all kinds of the different genres to music. You know, you have the jazz, you have the blues, you have the rap, you have this. Well, the same, and they all serve a different purpose. When you're in a certain mood, you want to hear a certain song. You know, in the flesh, when you was club hopping or whatever, or you was listening to the rock and roll music and the jazz music, when you were in a certain mood, you put on a certain type of music. So the same thing spiritually, and this is what I learned to do. This was my foundation that I built on. When I was feeling down and out, I'd find a spiritual, a Christian song or an artist, and I don't want to name anyone, but I play Kurt Carr a lot, if you've noticed that. But I'd find somebody spiritual that was either praise, worship, or whatever I needed at that moment. I would find a song for that situation, a song to help me get over whatever I was dealing with at that moment. And that's what I admonish you to do. You know, read your Word, stay in the Word, get you a collection of music. You know, it's okay to download it, you know, if you're paying for it or whatever. You know, I don't really support bootleg stuff, you know, buying bootleg music and stuff, because you definitely have to support the industry. So go buy you some CDs, borrow you some CDs, get you some music that's going to help you get over, that's going to help build you up and encourage you, because we have to encourage ourselves a lot of times. You know, another thing that I had to do was isolate myself from certain people. When I really made up my mind that I wanted to be this new creature in Christ, and not just in word only, but I wanted my lifestyle to reflect that, and especially when I was a single parent, because I was a role model for them, they were looking up to me. You know, I couldn't be talking a talk and not walking a walk in the house. Because one thing you single parents need to know, that whatever you're exemplifying in your household in front of your kids, your kids are going to tell on you. They will tell on you. I can't tell you how many times, and I'm not saying this to brag on myself or anything, I can't tell you how many times people have come up to my kids, my sons, when they were young, and ask them, is your mom really like this? What is she like? What is she really like when she's home, when she's in the house? And my kids were a testimony to me, which really blessed me and made me realize the impact of what I say and do in that house, how it affects them, and what, you know, other people, how they answer other people's questions. Because I heard one of my sons say one time, and this was in Sunday school, I went to pick him up after Sunday school, and the class was still in session. And so his Sunday school teacher asked him, what is your mother like at home? Is she really like she is in church? Is she like that all the time? And my son said, yeah. She said, my mom would be playing that gospel music all the time. She'd be always running around praising God all the time. And, you know, I was standing outside the door, so he didn't know that I was standing outside the door. And that really, really gave me a paradigm shift, and it made me realize how important what we do in the house is, what I do in my house, how it affects my kids. And that's one, I don't know where that came from, but somebody needed to hear that. So these kids are very impressionable, and they're not only listening at what we say to them, they're watching our behavior as well. And if anybody calls your child to be a witness against you, what is that child's testimony going to be? And we have about 3 minutes remaining on the show. And so I'd like to say thank you for listening in on this Labor Day weekend. I really appreciate and love you, and I appreciate your support. I'm your host, Tafe Naioni, and you've been listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week as we continue our discussion on developing the mind of Christ. And I also like you to know that if you have a prayer request, you can send me an email. And you can send it to me at womeninthelord@yahoo.com, or also visit me on the website. And we have a section, a tab on a website for a prayer request. So you can just type in whatever your prayer request and email it to me, and I'll get it that way also, because I'm going before the throne of God weekly on your behalf. So get your prayer request into me right away. And after you've listened to this broadcast, why not take a moment to rate the show or submit a comment? I'm here on Blog Talk Radio because of you. So let me hear from you. It's always good to know what's on your mind. So talk to me.
Every man must do the will of God. You were created for a reason and chosen for a season. So never feel your gift is just too small. Never feel like what you have is least of all. Your song.
No one else could ever do what God has chosen you to do.
Your gift was given from above, a blessing from the Father's love.
So use your gift to the glory of God.
For you.